चक्षुरुन् मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्री भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा सो ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ श्री राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल I would like to welcome all the devotees who have assembled here for our Sunday feast program. And I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here, all the guests, my father, all the wonderful senior Vaishnavas who are sitting here to tolerate me and bless me at the same time. I seek blessings of all of you to speak on this topic. So, the topic that I have chosen for discussion today is based on a quote by the guru of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So it is quoted many times. This quote is quoted many times, but I could not very easily find the reference, you know, when I searched. But I know because everyone I checked with said that this is a quote by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as we all know, was known as Simha Guru. Simha Guru means he was like lion. He was so powerful, so bold and so courageous in taking on Advaitavad, in taking on atheism. And people used to shiver when they came in front of him. So he made a few very bold statements. I am picking one of those statements. And that statement is the topic of our discussion today. The statement is that the only problem, so listen attentively, he says the
only problem in this world, only real problem in this world is lack of Krishna consciousness. And the only solution is Krishna consciousness. Very simple. You know, in one sense it's very simple, but it's a very heavy statement. What do you mean only one problem is there? Hundreds of problems are there. There are thousands of problems. But if you see, that is the verdict of scripture also. You know, it is mentioned in the scripture, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Na Astyeva, Na Astyeva, Na Astyeva Gatir Anyatha. In one way, it's the same thing. In Kali Yuga, it is understood that there will be faults. As per the definition, you know, if we refer to scriptures, we see that, you know, like for example, currently in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing 11th canto, Uddhav Gita is going on. So very detailed description is given of the different yugas also. That in each yuga, how are the varnas and ashrams? So in Krita Yuga, which is Satya Yuga, you know, what was the situation? Then in Treta, what happened? Then Dwapar, what happened? And now in Kali Yuga. So this age is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. There is sinful activity everywhere. Whichever direction you look, you will see sinful activity, you will see sinful tendencies. And if you look inward also, you will see nothing but the same. Bahar kya dekhna, andar dekho, aur jyada dikh jayega. You will see much worse. So, Kali is an ocean of faults. In this ocean of faults, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Gatir anyatha, for making progress, spiritual progress, than Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Kevalam. So, you know, I was just reading up on what are the problems of the world. So, if I start asking this now, you know, just make it a interact. Initially in the night I was thinking that maybe let's make it interactive, let's find out kya problems hai. It will become like an ocean, it will become, people will get up and go, ki kyu depress kar rahe ho? Because material world is a miserable place. It has been defined as dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Dukkhalayam. Where you will find dukkha. By chance, kahin kisi kone kuche mein you may find some happiness. Otherwise it's a miserable place. So, you know, the World Economic Forum, which is a very large, you know, body, which does surveys every year. Every year they do surveys to find out what are the problems of the world. So, just to find out, not that, it's not that they don't know that there are problems. They've done it many times before also. But every year they do the survey to know ki ye saal ka flavor kya hai. Which is the number one problem this year. Problems are there anyway. But what are the top 10? And top 10 made number 1, which is the problem. So, you know, I was reading through that, the World Economic Forum report on what are the problems. And this is a survey they did with what they call millennials. Millennials meaning those who were born after 1995 or something like that. That is what they call millennials. The last, who are just in their teens or just out of their teens. Young, you know, young, not like us. We are already outdated. So, they did a survey with them and these are the problems that were stated. And I'm sure there will be more. If I ask over here, make it interactive, many more will come. But let's talk about what are the top 10 problems, 10 or 11 problems that are stated by the youth of today. You know, which are the future of this world. What are the problems they are stating? Because if we can solve that problem, we can solve these problems, then these youth have a future. See, we already had our past, we have our present. But the way the world is going today, that doesn't look like there's going to be much of a future. The future looks very bleak, very dark. So, one of the problems they spoke about, the 10th one that they spoke about, was terrorism. So for those who live in Kashmir, it's the number one problem. Right? But for the rest of the world, it is okay. You know, in certain pockets of the world, terrorism is now becoming more and more. So terrorism is one of the major problems that the world is facing today. Then another problem that is spoken about, and this is serious, shortage of water and food. See, today, those of us who are living in Mumbai, good parts of Mumbai, one can safely say 80% of Mumbai, we have water to drink. We have water coming from our taps. Can you imagine a situation, a village which is not more than 150 kilometers from Mumbai, where they have to climb a mountain, or actually on top of a mountain, village is on top of a mountain, they have to come all the way down the mountain to get water. There's a tap there, they fill water there and they climb all the way up. And with that water they have to manage everything, clothes, bathing, cooking, drinking, everything. And there'll be maybe 5 members in the family. So this is the situation, okay? So if you look at some of the larger cities, one may think that, oh, only in India, third world country problems these are, water and food. South Africa, in South Africa there's a city called, I think, Cape Town. I'm not sure whether it's Cape Town, one of the cities. Cape Town has already reached that point now where there is no water. There are already 8 or 10 cities in the world where they have no water left. Water table is gone. The water that's below the land. Pele, if you didn't have water coming from a tap, if you had some land, you could make a bore well and get some water. Now you make a bore well 300 feet also, there's no water. That city is on the coast, but there is no water. Okay? And many such cities across the world, and people are saying Bangalore is also getting there very quickly. Bangalore is not that far away, just maybe some 700 kilometers from here. Mumbai will get there very soon. There's only construction happening and there is no fresh water. It's the same 5 lakes that are supplying us. How long will they supply? Already they are saying the water in for the rest of the year now, before the monsoon starts, water is almost run out. Can you imagine a situation where suppose tomorrow when you go home, there is no water. All the taps are dry. You go to a neighbor's house, haan, hamara bhi pani nahi hai. Niche pani chada kaisa, pani chadane ke liye kuch aaya hi nahi hai. Can you imagine situation? What will happen? There will be riots. People will start killing each other. Where they see water, they will go and take water. This is what will happen. Water, such a basic thing. Right? This is another big problem in the world. Food. On one side, there is huge godowns of food and grains and so on and so forth. And rats are eating it. And on the other side, there is no food for people. There are people dying of hunger every day. Not just in India, all over the world. People are dying of hunger all over the world. A huge problem, food shortage. Another big problem that this, you know, that is my observation also is plastic. You know, so I don't know how many of us are aware of this problem, plastic. It's a huge problem. On an average, okay, the average American consumes at least 1 or 2 bottles of, you know, this plastic bottled water every day. Not that every American, but the average across all Americans, 1 or 2 bottles. And what is happening to all those bottles? Not all of them get recycled. Not more than maybe 50-60% gets recycled. Lot of it finds its way where? Anyone knows? Where does that all the plastic from the developed countries of the world go? Where does it go? It goes into the ocean. First it goes to some third world country. It is shipped in big, you know, ships to third world countries. And then it is their problem. Tum dekhlo abhi. Hamara hoge. Humne to de diya aapko. Right? And then third world country kya karta hai? How much they will do? How much they will recycle? It is going to the sea. So remote islands in the Atlantic Ocean, they are finding birds dead with plastic in their stomachs. Recently we had gone on a trip, you know, to Goa, and we went by train. All along the way, right from VT station up to Goa, every meter of the way, there was plastic and wrappers. Wrappers of, you know, wafers, wrappers of biscuits. Khaya, fek diya. Khaya, fek diya. Khaya, fek diya. Bottles, drinking water bottles, beer bottles, this bottle, that bottle. All along the way, every meter of the way, there were bottles. Where is all this coming from? And where is all this going? Can you imagine what is happening, right? Because imagine now it is like this. Another 5 years, what will happen? Those who are seeing, they continue doing the same thing. Na, maine piya, I don't feel like getting up and going up to the dustbin which is near the door. Just throw it out. Right? Imagine what is happening to the world. Plastic everywhere. Every nook and corner there is plastic. In your house, look around, you'll see plastic everywhere. Your toothbrush, your bucket, your water bottle, everything is plastic. Right? So plastic, another problem. Lack of jobs. There are so many people who are doing degrees. So many people are doing so many things. Sorry, I am cutting a little, stark picture. But this is the material world. You realize when Krishna says, Dukkhalayam. Material world is a miserable place. Here is proof. This is what the youth are telling us. That this is our problems they see. Lack of jobs. You are getting big, big degrees, but there are no jobs. People are getting degrees. There are engineers. There was a statement that some big IT honcho, big shot IT person made, that over 60% of the engineers coming out of engineering colleges in India are not employable. Hum unko employ nahi kar sakte. We can't give them job even if we want to. We need people, but we can't hire them because they are of no use. So on one side there are no jobs. On one side there are jobs and there are no people to fill them. So safety. Safety is another thing people talk about. That, I don't feel safe. I can't step out of my house without being, somebody will come and steal my money, somebody will kill me, something will happen, someone will come and break my door and come in and steal all my stuff. Right? Corruption. Doesn't need any explanation in this country. Corruption, of course, it has come down now, but still, corruption is still there. Because, andar se, we are corrupt. Given a chance to make quick money, we want to do it. Right? So corruption. Interesting. Religious conflicts. This is another huge problem that they see in the world today. Religious conflicts are a very big problem in the world. Where people who are calling themselves religious are fighting amongst each other and killing each other. Conflicts over land, conflicts over power, conflict over territory. Amongst religious people, poverty. Poverty is a problem. Everyone knows that. Wars. About few months back, we were this close to a war starting. Okay. I'm not talking about India-Pakistan. India-Pakistan war has been going on for the last 40 years. But I'm talking of US and Korea, North Korea. They had come this close. Both of them were, making statements. Positions. Hey, we don't accept. Hey, we also don't accept. We have got nuclear weapons. We also have nuclear weapons. I'll show you. I'll also show you. It came that close. Luckily, someone got better sense and they figured it out. Right? They sat and talked or something happened. Some peace was brokered. But war. Inequality is another problem that people speak about. Inequality means what? Someone is very rich. Someone is very poor. So, you can see that there'll be a big high-rise building, 52-floor building with swanky lifts and very nice, fancy, podium and everything. And just outside that, there is a, jhopadpatti with some beggars sitting there and begging. So this is inequality. That on one side, there's so much riches, so much money, they can throw money, they can burn money. On Diwali, they burn money. Other side, there's someone who doesn't have one square meal to eat. They'll give them leftover, they will fight and eat it. Inequality. Destruction of nature. This is another problem. Destruction of nature and climate change. People are worried. I heard that this summer, there was one day in Bombay where the temperature touched 40. How many of us have been living in Mumbai for at least 30 years before this? Most of us, many of us, right? In last 30 years, I have never heard that Bombay touched 40 degrees. I have never heard. Highest was 35, 36, 37. Uske aage kabhi suna nahi tha. This year, Bombay touched 40. So what is happening to climate? We don't know. Winter, it becomes very cold. Summer, it becomes very hot. Monsoon, first it doesn't rain only. And then when it rains as though pralay aane wala hai, right? So, So these are all the problems. Health, deteriorating health. These are all the problems of the world. All of these are problems of the world. So how does this connect with the statement that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made? Let's come back to that. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that only problem, these are all problems you may have stated, but really the only one problem, lack of Krishna consciousness, lack of God consciousness, if you may. So let's look at some of the causes of each of these problems. What is the cause of terrorism? What causes terrorism? Why do people indulge in terrorism? Because they are lack of mutual understanding. It is also about control and power, right? Control, power. It's also about envy. That I envy the fact that you are so prosperous. So I will come and attack you and make your life miserable. I'll not let you live in peace. That is the cause for terrorism. If you look at, if you look at shortage of water and food, actually do we think that there is shortage of water and food? What is the opinion of the crowd? Actually there is no shortage. And there is a saying that there is enough and more for every person's need in this world. There isn't enough for one person's greed. Because greed has no boundary, it has no limit. A person can be endlessly greedy, unlimitedly greedy. So if you're so greedy and you're holding, then what's going to happen? Right? So actually the reason for shortage of water and, food in this world is on one side it is greed, excess greed of countries. You know, there are countries that are fighting over water. There are states that are fighting over water. One river that is passing through Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, which is a river, everyone knows, Kaveri. Kaveri River, neither Karnataka created Kaveri River, nor Tamil Nadu created Kaveri. Who created? Supreme Lord created. Tumne kya contribution kiya bhai? Nothing. But how much fight is there over so much water should be released to Tamil Nadu versus so much? Right? Fights over water because there is greed, there is insecurity amongst people. Then, if you look at the next one, lack of jobs, even plastic, I'll talk about plastic. What is the cause for so much plastic in this world? Anyone knows that? This is worthy thinking about. Why is there so much plastic in this world? Kyun hai? Anyone knows? No, that is the reason why plastic is increasing. But first use mein hi itna plastic kyun hai? Why there is so much use of plastic? Huh? No substitute. Who says there's no substitute? Of course there are substitutes. Before plastic was there? No, but before plastic was there, other things were being used, no? So what could be the reason? Low cost. What else? People are lazy. Yes, someone at the back. Well, that is later. So, if you look at plastic as a, plastics as a product, why is it in use so much today? It is because of convenience. Fast produced, low cost. Afterwards, what cost comes? Mujhe kya karna hai? Earlier there was plastic ban. I mean, now it is going on, plastic ban. So if you still want plastic bag, they charge you 5 rupees. Take care. 5 rupees convenience, let me take some plastic. Right? No one wants to take the effort of carrying their own bag. Apna khud ka bag, huh? Tendency of the people is there, right? So, in the name of convenience over concern, there is no concern for what my action is going to do to the environment. When I drink a bottle of water in the train and I throw it out of the window, what am I looking at? Convenience. Main mera khud ka pani carry nahi karunga. Jo pani leke aayega wo piyunga aur main use fek dunga. I'll throw it. I don't even want to take the pain of either putting it in my bag, going to once I get down at a station, throwing it in a dustbin. Or in the train itself there is a dustbin. but utna concern nahi, it's not my concern. Somebody else will do it, throw it. Right? So this convenience over concern is the problem here. Cost and everything is there. It's cheap compared to other alternatives. But there is no concern. Lack of jobs. What is happening there? So, because there is so much automation happening. Everyone understands what is automation? A thing that could be done by a human being is now done by a machine or by a software. Correct? Why is this done? Again, automation for more profit. Because everyone is interested in making more money. If I have to make more money with the same amount of resource, I spend, you know, today I am spending 50 rupees and I make 20 rupees profit. Tomorrow by spending same 50 rupees, can I make 50 rupees profit? Right? By using automation. So, I don't care what happens to people, but I have to make more money. Right? So, automation. Then, safety. So, if you look at safety, why is there, why is there this worry about safety? Why am I not feeling safe in today's world? Of course, in Mumbai, it is a relatively safe place. Same thing, you go to Delhi, in the evening, you can't go out. You can't. You feel afraid. After 8:30, if you go out alone on the road, even a man feels afraid. Forget about women. It's like that. So, what is this? What is the cause for this? The cause is that, again, everyone is, you know, only interested in their benefit, their sense gratification, their need. If for my need, I have to harm another person, I don't care, right? So, there's a lack of concern. Corruption. Corruption is also coming due to what? Because greed. There is greed, there is a, tendency to control, so there is greed. Similarly, if you look at the other ones also, it's the same thing, everywhere it is about control and power. Wars happen why? Because I want control over another country. Why I want control over another country? Because I want the resources of that country. Why I want the resources of those country? So that I can enjoy. So that my future is intact. Who cares about them? Unko jaane to kahin pe bhi. I want their resources so that my future is secure. Right? This is the world that we are living in. Destruction of nature and climate is again lack of concern. Greed. Same thing. It's all the same thing. So if you see, if you summarize all the reasons why all these things. We spoke about the problems. And what are the causes for all these problems? What are the causes? Greed. Greed is common almost everywhere. Selfishness. Ego. Then, control. Envy. So, what are these causes for these problems? All the problems of this world. What are the causes? The six anarthas. Lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, illusion. Why? It's not that there is some exotic cause that is, creating all the problems of the world. It is these six things which are residing in everyone's heart, including you and me. All of us have these problems of lust, anger, envy, pride, greed and illusion. And these are the things that are causing all such huge things. And where is all this greed for money and power and envy and selfishness coming from? Where are all these qualities coming from? They are coming from the concept that I am this body. I am this body and I am meant to enjoy, to control and to enjoy. No one thinks like this, that hey, I am body and I have to control and enjoy. But all our actions are like that. We act on that platform, on the material platform, where we are trying to control people. We try to control our families, we try to control our colleagues in office, we try to control, a company, we try to control a state, we try to control a country, we try to control the whole world. Everyone wants to control. The span of control is different for different people. But sabko wahi chahiye. Everyone wants control and power so that I can enjoy. Okay. And this enjoyment, this control, this is coming from the point where that I am this body. Nobody thinks that I am the soul. I am this body. And this body is meant for my, I have to enjoy in this body. Jab tak jaan mein jaan hai, enjoy karo. Live life king size. I must enjoy. So everyone is thinking like that, and in that thinking, we don't bother that this enjoyment and this control, it is coming at the cost of other countries. Now the United States is enjoying at the cost of so many countries. See, earlier it was, you know, Britain, which was colonizing so many countries. Britain chala gaya, now US has come. US is also doing a imperial colonialism, capital colonialism. Right? So, I don't care if my capitalism comes and destroys a particular country. But, I must make more profit. Right? So, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't matter if it comes at the cost of other country. It doesn't matter if it comes at the cost of other states. So, one state is fighting with another state. We just took the example of Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. We have other examples in our wonderful country also. Neighboring states fighting with each other. Over what? Octroi. Taxes, VAT, GST, they are fighting. I should get bigger share. I should get bigger share. Right? So, my benefit, my improvement at the cost of another state, jaane do unko, mereko kya karna hai? I must benefit. My state must benefit. At the cost of other religions, my religion must be top. I will crush others. At the cost of crushing other religions, my religion must come on top. Right? See how it affects, right? That I am the body, I must control, I must enjoy. At the cost of another country, never mind. Cost of another state, never mind. Another religion, never mind. Another company. Now, if you come to our level, we are not talking only countries and states. Our level. We work for some company, we work for some organization. So my company must profit and do well. I don't care if all my suppliers go into losses. I must make profit. My company over everybody else. My team within a company, see how the bodily consciousness works, how the ego works. My team must be successful. I don't care what other teams are doing. Unko kitna bhi khadde mein jaane do. No problem. My team must be successful. And so on and so forth. Then it becomes family members. My family over other families. You know, I don't care what happens to my brother. Selfishness now has come to a point where it has gone beyond country, state, region. It has come to the family level. It has come to the individual level. So my family over someone else's family. And then, amongst the human species, I will enjoy with my body at the cost of other species. Who cares? Every day cows are being killed. Every day goats are being killed. Every day chickens are being killed. Billions of them are being killed. Billions. Every day. Who cares? Who thinks about these things? Why is it happening? Same reason. My enjoyment. Who cares if others are suffering? Someone has to die for my enjoyment. That's okay. Right? Because, and the other reason for all these anarthas and all these things, all these problems happening is, one has said, I am the body, I have to control, I have to enjoy, even if it comes at any cost. Country, state, religion, company, family, other lower species, koi problem nahi, I have to enjoy. Also, because I don't need to bother about the consequences. This is another huge problem. Today, people are not worried that if I perform sinful activity, earlier it was like that. You know, Prabhupada mentions in Science of Self-Realization that, you know, you go to some farmer in India and you ask him to perform sinful activity, he'll say, "Nay, Baba, I'll have to suffer in my next life." But today, Go to anybody and ask him to do sinful activity. I'll give you 1 crore rupees. Just do this. Without thinking, they will do it. Right? I mean, I'm not saying everybody, but a large majority today are like that. A lot of people have become like that. We don't think. Because I feel that I don't need to bother about consequences as long as I'm enjoying now. Let me enjoy now. बाद में देखता हूँ किसको कल किसने देखा है और कल कब आएगा वो मेरे पे कब लागू होगा क्या पता. Enjoy now. Everyone is thinking like, just think. Everyone is thinking like that. Every person sitting in that train is thinking like that. That let me eat, let me throw. मेरे को थोड़ी साफ करना है, कोई और करेगा. मैं थोड़ी उस रास्ते पे रहता हूं जहां मैं फेंक रहा हूं, वो लोग देखेंगे. Everyone is thinking like that. Nobody is bothered. आगे क्या होगा इसका, I don't know. I don't care. Nobody is bothering about consequences. As long as my convenience, my enjoyment is taken care of. So what does all this lead to then? This then leads to sinful activity. Because I am only interested in my own enjoyment, I don't care about how it affects others, I don't care or I don't believe that there are any consequences for what I am doing. Therefore, what does that make me? A person who doesn't care about anything except me. Let me enjoy, even if it means going against laws of society, even if it means performing sinful activity, I don't care. Kal kisne dekha hai? Who knows? There's so much atheistic philosophy going along that people don't think that what sinful activity you're doing today is going to hurt you tomorrow. Therefore, sinful activity starts, which in turn leads to bad karma, which in turn leads to suffering. So all the suffering that we spoke about, like shortage of water, food, is reaction to something we only have done in previous lifetimes. You know, inequality. Somebody is born in a rich family, somebody is born in a poor family. It's all karma. It is our karma only which is coming back. You know, deteriorating health, bad health, inexplicable. Someone suddenly dies at the age of 40, heart attack. 29-year-old people get heart attack nowadays. Kahan se aa raha hai? So we have to understand that this material world is getting worse. And it is our actions only. It is our lack of Krishna consciousness. So all these issues that we spoke about, world problems that we spoke about, what is the root cause of all of this? We spoke about different causes, greed, envy, pride. We said, what are the causes of these anarthas? It is because bodily concept, lack of concern, and not accepting karma. And what is the cause of all these three concepts? Lack of Krishna consciousness. It is unfortunate that the world does not even know what Srila Prabhupada has given in his books, in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. 99% of the world doesn't even know. Unfortunate. It is our duty, if we have received it, it is our duty to spread it amongst others, to give that knowledge to others, so they can also understand that really why are you suffering? All these are genuine problems. Nobody is saying they are not real problems. They are all genuine problems. All of us have faced them in some way, some day or the other. You may say, I have never faced terrorism. I have never faced. Of course, but you are facing the aftermath. You are facing the result of it. Because there was one terrorist attack in Pulwama, next day, say, the airport security increased. Suddenly, they start checking your belt and your shoes also. You have to remove your belt and shoes now. So, stand more time in the security queue. It affects everyone, right? So, what is the root cause of all these problems? The lack of Krishna consciousness. Because there is a lack of God consciousness, I don't know who I really am. I don't know. I don't know who is God. Mujhe koi idea nahi hai. And therefore, I am suffering in this way. If I know God, if I understand who is God, who is Krishna, if I can understand that, there is a solution to every one of these problems. We'll come to that as we go along. So what is this Krishna consciousness? what is this Krishna consciousness and how will it affect, how will it help us? So Krishna consciousness means various things. First, one of the verses that Srila Prabhupada quotes in the Bhagavad Gita, he calls it the universal peace formula. Bhuktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shanti mrichyati. So, understanding that Krishna is, first understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna, He is God, or God is Krishna. Take it as you way, in any way you want. That this Supreme Lord, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matta Sarvam Pravartate, I am the source of everything. Krishna explains, He is the source of everything. All material and spiritual worlds are emanating from God. First understanding. Then, He is the ultimate proprietor and enjoyer. So, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He doesn't say Bhu Loka Maheshwaram. He doesn't say Patal Loka Maheshwaram or Swarga Loka Maheshwaram. He says Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is controller of, Maheshwar means controller. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is controller of everything. So you may think he is controller, but I can be enjoyer. No, let him control. I'll enjoy. He says, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam. I am also Bhoktaram. I am enjoyer also. He is the controller. He is the enjoyer. Okay, of everything. But the interesting part, if there is somebody who is a controller and he is also enjoying, typically, as we have seen already in our discussion so far, anyone who is a controller and enjoyer, what does he do? He is enjoying and controlling at cost of somebody else. Let them suffer, I will enjoy. But Krishna is saying here, Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. I am the eternal well-wisher, suhrid, well-wishing friend of all living entities. Sarva bhutanam. He doesn't say suhridam manushyanam. Sarva bhutanam. He is the well-wishing friend of all living entities. That is why even the insect on the ground is taken care of. It's not that, you know, there are some people who throw some, you know, grains and, you know, biscuits and stuff for pigeons or for insects or anything. But on a day they don't throw, you think they go hungry? They get their food. They all survive. Who is providing for them? It's the Supreme Lord who is providing for everyone, including you and me. There is a beautiful passage in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't remember where, I don't remember the reference, which says that it is not your income which is your source of your maintenance. It is not your income which is the source of your maintenance. It is the Supreme Lord who is the source of your maintenance. It is He who is the maintainer. Upadrishta Anumanta Bhakta. So, Bharta. He is the Bharta. He is the one who maintains each and every one of us. Knowing this, what happens? Gyatva mam shanti mrichyati. Suddenly everyone becomes peaceful. I am fighting that this is my house. This is my, ye mera mohalla hai. Apun ka ilaka hai. Ye mera shahar hai. Mumbai shahar. Maharashtra mata. Bharat desh hai mera. You know, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had once commented in one of his lectures. He said that it's so funny. People are so much on the bodily concept. There is a scientist probably sitting in Pakistan who is, you know, coming up with some bomb, some missile he's making for shooting into India. In his next life, he will be born in India and he will get that missile on his head. Right? Because we don't understand. We are not this body. We are the spirit soul, the eternal spirit soul, which is living in this body for a period of time. That's it. Right? So if you know this, Prabhupada, I'm just quoting, we become very peaceful. I'll come to the thing. So this is what Prabhupada calls the peace formula. The second aspect of Krishna consciousness, one is knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, He is the controller, proprietor, and enjoyer, and also well-wisher. So He is not that I will enjoy and I'm not well-wisher of all of you. He is well-wisher of everybody. If we just follow the process, follow the rules that are laid down in the Vedic scripture, everyone can be peaceful. The Vedic scripture has been designed in such a way that regardless of who you are, what your nature is, what your skills are, what your lack of skills are, there is place for everyone. That's how the Vedic scriptures are designed. They are apaurusheya. Scripture is called apaurusheya. It is not made by some human being with imperfect senses, with incomplete understanding. It is coming directly from the Lord. Therefore, it is perfect and complete. Another concept of Krishna consciousness, we are not this body. We are the soul. The first few instructions of Bhagavad Gita, natvevaham jatunasham natvam nemejana, that never was there a time when I was not there, nor these kings, nor you, and never shall there be a time in the future when you will not be there. That means you are the soul, eternal soul, which will always exist. This soul only transmigrates in this body from boyhood. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir tiras satra namuriyati. So it is, the soul passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. In the same way, when it passes in a new body, the wise person is not bewildered by such a change. Right? So all these instructions are given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, understanding you are not this body. There are something like 20 verses in the second chapter which tell us we are not this body. What is the nature of the soul? We hear it, we memorize it, but we continue to act on the platform of the body. Right? Understanding that means really, trying to act on a spiritual platform. Acting on spiritual platform means performing spiritual activities. And this soul which is eternal, which does not die, is part and parcel of God. Part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vamsa jiva loke. Mamai vamsa ava. So he says that we are amsha. We are part and parcel of Krishna directly. Mamai vamsa jiva loke. Jiva bhuta sanatana. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. And what is the nature of the soul? Nature of the soul is Jivera Swarupoye Krishnera Nityadas. So the nature of the soul is that it must serve the Lord, must serve someone. Natural position is to serve Krishna. But because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore we are serving our own senses. We think we are the body, so we are serving the senses. We are serving the body. We are serving the extensions of the body, but doing nothing for ourselves. Nature of the soul is to serve Krishna. And the best means to connect to Krishna. So I am just summarizing the concepts of Krishna consciousness. We spoke about the soul. We spoke about who is Krishna. That he is, the Supreme Lord. He is the controller, proprietor, enjoyer, well-wisher. We are the soul. We are not this body. We are the soul. The soul's, it is part and parcel of Krishna, and the nature of the soul is to serve Krishna. And lastly, the best means to connect to and serve Krishna in this age is through Bhakti Yoga. So Krishna mentions in the 11th chapter, Bhaktya Tvananaya Shakya Aham Evam Vidurjana. So he says that only through undivided bhakti can one serve me the best, one can know me the best. So, while we know that I am part and parcel of God, how can I serve Him best? Through the process of bhakti. So the dharma for this yuga, it is described that kalau doshe nidhe rajan asti eko mahanguna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha paramrajet. So it says that this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. We have been discussing till now what? Ocean of faults. Terrorism, inequality, poverty, water shortage, food shortage, ocean of faults. बहुत ज्यादा लंबा देखना नहीं पड़ता, जिधर देखो वही दिखता है. Whichever way you look, if you are looking for it, you will see it. If you are in your own illusion, one of the anarthas is illusion that I am enjoying. But if you look, you will see it everywhere. You know, till then it is pashyan api na pashyati. You see, but you don't see. But when you really start seeing, then you see. You know, like that. So, kalo doshe nidhe rajan. This Kali Yuga is full of faults. Asti eka mahan guna. There is one good quality about this Kali Yuga. There may be many faults, many problems, and we all know them. But one good quality is there. What is that? Kirtanad eva krishnasya. Just by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Mukta Sangha Paramvraje, the ultimate destination, getting rid of this material world completely, getting out of it and going back to the Dham of the Supreme Lord, where there is no terrorism, there is no inequality, there is no water and food shortage, there is no lack of jobs, nothing, Vaikuntha, no anxiety whatsoever. You can be blissful in that spiritual world eternally with the Supreme Lord. That is the opportunity that Krishna consciousness gives us. Lack of this knowledge, lack of this Krishna consciousness is the real problem. Because we don't know this, because we are not aware that I am not this body, I am not meant to be here just trying to control and enjoy at the cost of others. I am the spirit soul who is here to serve the Lord. If I get that understanding, with that understanding, imagine the transformation that can happen. So, Krishna consciousness is the only means. Now, coming back to the topic, you know, the statement that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made, that Krishna consciousness is the only means, only way to solve these problems. So, let us discuss quickly how that is possible. So, all other means. So, it's not that the world is not trying to solve these problems, right? ऐसा तो नहीं है, बेशुमार कोशिश चालू है, सब लोग ट्राई कर रहे हैं. साइंटिस्ट आर ट्राइंग, पॉलिटिशियंस आर ट्राइंग, कैपिटलिस्ट आर ट्राइंग, एवरीवन इज ट्राइंग सम वे टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम. आर दे एबल टू? वन सोल्यूशन लीड्स टू अ बिगर प्रॉब्लम. प्लास्टिक वॉज मेंट टू बी अ सोल्यूशन, कार्स वर मेंट टू बी अ सोल्यूशन. व्हाट आर दे बिकम टूडे? द पॉल्यूशन इन दिल्ली इज बिकॉज ऑफ टू थिंग्स. One, no one acknowledges cars. And second is burning of crops. Burning of crops is also a selfish thing only. That, main mera dekh raha hun, baaki gaye, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Right? It's all coming from the same selfish, my enjoyment at any cost. Right? So, what are the other means that people are trying? They're trying armies to counter terror. There are water treaties. There is an Indus Water Treaty between India and Pakistan. There is a Kaveri Water Treaty between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. Who follows it? Smallest conflict, rakho baju mein, humko nahi, wahan, I don't want to listen. I have the control over water, so I will do what I want. Isn't it? Treaties. Then jobs. For plastic, you know, for plastic there is recycling. As we already discussed, not very effective. Very small percentage of people do it, and even that recycling is not fully effective, so it's only adding, more and more plastic is getting added in the environment. Jobs. What is the solution to lack of jobs? Anybody? We're just saying Vedic culture. Any other thoughts? Yaar, kuch practical batao. What is the solution to lack of jobs? Huh? Skills. Prabhuji is saying skills. Sense of urgency. Huh? Amongst whom? Uh, यूथ का तो अर्जेंसी है, कोई जॉब चाहिए, कोई दे ही नहीं रहा जॉब, जॉब ही नहीं है। मैं एक पोजीशन के लिए जाता हूं 150 एप्लीकेंट है, अर्जेंसी तो है। व्हाट इज द सॉल्यूशन? ओके, सो दे हैव टू स्किल अप, लाइक ही सेड दे हैव टू स्किल अप, बट स्टिल इन सम केसेस देर आर स्किल्ड पीपल, बट देर आर वन जॉब एंड देर आर 50 पीपल हु आर अप्लाइंग फॉर इट। सॉल्यूशन बताओ, इतने लोग हैं यहां पे, कोई एक सॉल्यूशन बताओ, क्या सॉल्यूशन है? सेल्फ एम्प्लॉयमेंट, एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप, मेक इन इंडिया। हाँ, मेक इन इंडिया से सारे प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व हो जाएंगे, है ना? सो वी वर थिंकिंग, एवरीवन वाज थिंकिंग दैट बाय गिविंग इम्पेटस, एनकरेजमेंट टू द एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, टू द बिजनेसमैन, मोर बिजनेसेस विल स्टार्ट, मोर जॉब्स विल कम। Is it working? More businesses have started and many more have closed down. Itne sare business khul gaye, char ana aath ana. One business starts, he employs 10 people, one Jet Airways closes 10,000 people without job. Right? So, all these solutions, okay, entrepreneurship we discussed. Then for safety, what is the solution? What is the solution that society gives us for safety? Police. Sometimes you feel unsafe in their presence also. Right? I shouldn't say this, but just jokingly on a lighter note. But the police, with the best of intentions, how much they can save you? When there is a problem in your life, someone comes and threatens you in your house, tab tum kya karoge? Police ko bulane tak Hare Krishna ho gaya aapka. Kya karoge? Nothing you can do. So you have to understand that all these solutions, like police, then for lack, for the poverty problem, for inequality, what is the solution that society gives? For poverty and inequality in society, what is the solution? Huh? Reservation. What else? Subsidy, philanthropy, charity. All these are the solutions that come, right? Similarly, for avoiding war, war is one of the problems they stated. Iska kya solution hai? Peace treaty. Banao, you know, United Nations, Allied Nations, this, that. Make. But the moment one country decides to attack another, everyone sits and watches and hopes that they'll be silent. Peace treaties. Then what else? Inequality, another solution that is proposed is socialism. Communism. Has it worked? Not worked. Capitalism has also not worked. Okay. Then for the problems facing the environment, there are these eco-warriors nowadays, you know, who go to the beaches. Yes, Prabhu. And many of them are ruling our country today. So, education, yes, lack of education is definitely one of the world problems, right? What is the solution? Proper education. What is the solution? We are creating more schools. We are doing this Anamrit, you know, meals to encourage children to come to school. So, everything is being done. Point is, there are many solutions that are being proposed by many people in this world. With good intention also sometimes. Sometimes. Okay. But these are all temporary. Every one of these solutions is temporary. Because why? They treat the symptom, but they don't treat the problem. Only this, what is the symptom? Hunger. Hunger is a symptom. Because there is excess greed somewhere else, therefore symptom of hunger. Because there is greed for power and control, therefore war. War is the symptom. It's something that's manifest. Real reason is something else. Control. Hitler, in World War I, right, Germany was crushed at the end of World War I. They were crushed. But were they able to crush the aspirations in the heart? They only crushed the country and its resources. Aspirations didn't go away. That's a one man brought together again millions of Germans and defeated so many countries and killed so many people. So many countries were killed. So many people were killed. One man. Because of his heart. What is there in his heart. Right? So these are all temporary. They treat the symptom. And more often than not, they are driven by personal, selfish people and selfish agendas. Even the people who are giving these solutions, each one of these solutions, you know, water treaties, your entrepreneurship, police, charity, NGOs, philanthropy, there is some selfishness in all of them. And they are temporary. They don't solve the real problem. They are based on the body. And more important, they recognize no supreme authority. There's no God in any of these solutions. Kaha hai? Ek mein bhi God nahi hai. Just see, all material solutions to material problems bring a temporary solution. There is no eternal solution. So Srila Prabhupada writes, if we become God conscious, okay, just hear these words, Srila Prabhupada's words, such powerful words. He says, if we become God conscious, Krishna conscious, the fighting in the world will come to an end. I am American, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am Chinese. All these nonsensical designations will be finished. There is, in ISKCON, does anyone ask you, hey, aapka jat kya hai? Aap kaun se desh se aaye ho? Does anyone ask you? No one asks. You come here, sit here, listen to katha, dance in kirtan, have prasad, hari bol, everyone's happy. No one bothers who you are, which, whether you came from a skyscraper or you came from a juggi, no one cares. Everyone's happy you just came. You're taken shelter of Shri Radha Gopina, that is the biggest celebration. No one wants anything else. Or koi information nahi chahiye, Papa. We are happy. We just came. So Prabhupada says that all these nonsensical designations will be finished. The Krishna consciousness movement is so purifying that as soon as people will become Krishna conscious, political and national fighting will immediately be over because they will come to their real consciousness. And they will understand that everything belongs to God. I am simply a caretaker. Wo jo guest house hota hai na, guest house. Wo guest house mein ek caretaker rakhte hain. That caretaker just takes care of the house. He doesn't behave, mera ghar hai, welcome to my house nahi bolta hai. Welcome to the house bolta hai. And usko seva karta hai, usko chhod deta hai. He doesn't get attached to a person who comes and a person who leaves. Because he's just caretaker. Right? So, every one of these problems, if we are Krishna conscious, they will just evaporate. Not that they will go like that. These things take time. But there is a solution. Let's discuss one by one quickly, then we'll take a few questions if time's there. Terrorism. What is the cause, we said? Wanting to control and envy. How is terrorism removed by Krishna consciousness? Purification of the heart. If your heart is pure by Krishna consciousness, your intentions are pure, you no longer want to control. There's no need to do it. I'm happy with whatever Krishna has given me. I'm happy. I take it, this is my karma, whatever I've received, I'm happy with it. I'll aspire for more, but not at the cost of somebody else. I will not harm anybody. I will not hurt. I will not terrorize somebody to snatch what they have. If I can, by my own work, I can get it, I am satisfied. Right? Shortage of water and food. If people are Krishna conscious, hoarding will stop. Hoarding will stop. Meat eating will stop. Intoxication will stop. Does anyone know how much water goes into the meat industry? For one, they say for one cow that is slaughtered, there's some 4,500 liters of water something. Because animals are being slaughtered, a lot of water is used. A lot of grain today that is grown is fed to the animals because they are being killed and fattened up. So that grain which is being fed to the animals, animals will take care of themselves. They don't need you. If you let them be, their population will automatically, people feel ki are itne sab unko paida karke rakha hai, they will become bigger, more than the human beings. Aisa kuch nahi hoga. Nature takes care of everything. Material nature is so perfect and complete that it can take care of everything. You don't need to worry about world problems. You worry about yourself. Apna socha, let me give up. Let me stop. So if we start doing that, how much land will be opened up? Today, how much land, anyone has an idea, how much land in India, in Andhra Pradesh, is used for growing tobacco? Huge amount of land is being used only to grow tobacco. In India, in US, everywhere. With due respect, chai coffee. Whole of Assam, whole of Tamil Nadu, so much tea and coffee is being grown. Right? In Coorg and everything. Imagine, I'm just making up, that same land can be used for growing grains, fruits, vegetables. Imagine what that will do when there's plenty of rice and sugar cane and, you know, grains and vegetables and fruits. What does that do to the prices in the market? It comes down. More supply, prices come down. Everyone's happy. There is no shortage. Even poor man can afford to buy 1 kilo of dal. Today, if he buys 1 kilo of dal, he has to use it for 6 months. He can't afford. Right? So this is the situation. So if Krishna consciousness is there, one is following the habits of Krishna consciousness, lot of these shortages will disappear. Plastic, someone spoke about plastic, right? So plastic, the Vedic lifestyle is based on simple living, high thinking. Vedic lifestyle, no plastic, everything is wood, clay, organic, jute, cotton. People don't use plastic for anything. Till 50 years ago, where there was plastic, there was nothing. People, you think we didn't survive? Very much survived. India was doing very well even before that, right? So, it's not that there are no alternatives. It's just that I don't want to have to spend even 10 rupees more. Main kyun kharcha karu? Main to sasta wala hi lunga. Environment ka, you know, if the environment is harmed by that, this is a lack of Krishna consciousness. If Krishna consciousness is there, we can't think like that. We will be forced to think that, nay, this is all Krishna's energy, I am destroying it. I must not do that. Lack of jobs. Now this is interesting. From a Krishna conscious perspective, how can being Krishna conscious create jobs? So it's not that it will create jobs. In the Varnashram system of Vedic life, there is actually an occupation for everyone. According to their guna and karma. According to their qualities. Someone is skilled in something. Someone has been doing something for a long time. They used to stick to that skill. Someone was a farmer, you know, by birth also and by training also. He would not leave his farming and come to the city and beg. He would continue to do farming. So, if people stick to what their occupations are, what their natures are, there is no shortage. Plus, in the Varnashram system, there is place. For people who are not employed also, there is place. If you see the Varnashram system, the way it is beautifully designed, the, you know, different ashrams and the different varnas. In the ashram, there are 4 ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Out of these 4 ashrams, which is the ashram which is earning? Only Grihastha ashram. Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. No means of income. So it was the Grihasthas who were supporting the other 3 ashrams. Similarly, amongst the 4 varnas, the Brahmanas, no means of income. They would survive on what was coming to them by God's mercy. They would only serve. They would give knowledge. They would help purify the lives of others. Kshatriyas provided protection. No means of income. Vaishyas were the only ones who generated money. And it is described in the Bhagavatam. If you read Bhagavatam, it will tell you clearly. Their nature is how to make more money. Even in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned. The Vaishyas are always greedy to make more money. And that is good. Because that money was used to serve all the other Varnas, all the other Ashrams. So the Vaishyas would earn money. They would give tax to the kings who provide protection. The kings then take care of the Brahmanas. And the Shudras would work for the Vaishyas and all the others for the Brahmanas. And because they are serving them, they are taken care of. Everyone is taken care of. So the system provides for protection in everything. There is no excess profiteering. Employees are treated like children. That is the Vedic system. Similarly, safety. Since everyone is Krishna conscious, everyone is aware of karma, and everyone is well taken care of, there is no need to harm anybody else. Why should I harm anyone? I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Right? There's no need to harm anyone, hence there's safety. Kshatriyas also protect without selfish motives. Corruption. What is the cause? Greed. No fear of consequences. But it is removed through bhakti and the knowledge of karma. Again, if I know that I do corruption, I do something wrong, then I am going to suffer for it. That's going to come back and bite me somewhere. Today I am taking money, tomorrow someone is going to catch me. It's understood. Religious conflicts. Since all religions will be based on only promoting love for God. Prabhupada never said, leave your religion and come to Krishna consciousness. He never said that. He said, if you are following your religion, wonderful, hari bol, please do it. But what does your religion teach you? Your religion doesn't teach you to hate others. Not that my religion at cost of other. It is, my religion is only and only meant for me to develop love for God. So if I am actually following my religion in a God conscious way, then all the activities I do under my chosen religion are only meant to bring me closer to my God. Not anything else. Not that I choose this God because mera fayda ho gaya, mera ye ho gaya, mera wo ho gaya. No. I only love you. I only want to love you, God. I want to develop love for you. I want to re-establish my relationship with God. Mamaye vamsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. There is eternal relationship, but I have forgotten. I want to re-establish that. Follow whatever you want, but do it to love God. Poverty. Poverty will still be there. Because it is due to previous sins. If you have performed sinful activities, you are going to suffer in this lifetime. But with Krishna consciousness, there is an understanding how I can transcend this body, how I can get out of this body, get out of the cycle of birth and death. Wars. Wars are not needed because each nation has enough to fulfill the needs of its citizens. The way this material world has been created, every country, every state has water, has land, has resources to take care of people living there. Every country has something. You see, the most remotest country has got something by which they are able to survive. Who has arranged all this? Supreme Lord, he is sitting here, standing here and giving darshan, but he is arranging everything. Everything is arranged by Krishna. Everything. So there is no need for wars. Inequality will still be there. Inequality is going to be there, because as long as karma is there, inequality is there. But due to the innate satisfaction that true bhakti brings, if you are really performing the process of Krishna consciousness, we are really, sincerely, with whatever effort we can put, with whatever energy God has given us, we can sincerely take shelter of chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we sincerely take shelter of holy names, sincerely take shelter of the process of bhakti, one has the consciousness that whatever is coming to me is coming by the mercy of the Lord. So if something good is coming, my Lord, you're so merciful, you gave me more than I deserve, I'm so sinful, still you gave me this. Grateful. If something bad comes to us, still grateful. My Lord, I am so sinful. You only gave me so much. Itna ek hi lafa mara mere ko. Main to 10 ke haqdar hu. Only one you gave me. You are so grateful. So that Krishna consciousness, bhakti, has the ability to transform our aspirations, to transform our reaction to situations. Situation is the same. One person becomes atheist because of that situation. Another person deepens his surrender to Krishna. Because he realizes, my Lord, I must have done so much sinful activity that you are giving me this suffering. Maybe I deserve more, my Lord. Thank you for my purification. You are purifying me by this. Right? So the whole soch changes. And everything is coming to me by the supreme will of the Lord and is His mercy. So there is no envy in the heart of the have-nots. We say, you know, haves and have-nots. There is no envy in the heart of the have-nots. And there is compassion and charity in the hearts of the haves. So those who have, bahut hai unke paas, Bhagwan ka diya hua bahut kuch hai. But diya hua hai to aap bhi do na. So if you are Krishna consciousness, you are in Krishna consciousness, naturally your heart is more charitable to give. When you see someone in pain, you feel like giving. And the person who is receiving, receives with a heart of gratitude. Right? Destruction of nature and climate change will drastically reduce since the mad rush to exploit nature for making money at any cost will not exist. Why nature is being destroyed today? Mining is happening, illegal mining is happening, you know, shores are being extended, land is being reclaimed. Why? All to make money, no? If that is not there, then there is no destruction of nature. There is an understanding that this material nature is the energy of Krishna. You know, Daivi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durutya. This Krishna says, this material nature is my energy. Very difficult to overcome her. We don't understand. We try. When we succeed for a little time and then she comes and hits us with cyclone funny. Right? And then you are wondering, are kya ho gaya? Maine kya kiya? Are kya kiya? Kitne saalon se karte aa rahe ho? Abhi book to. Right? So that's how it works. So the understanding nature, the energy of Krishna, everything belongs to Him and hence I only take what comes my way. By my karma, whatever comes, like Ishopanishad says, right? Only what is there for me, that only I will accept. Others, I know it is not meant for me, so I don't take it. Like that. And deteriorating health, the simple, natural lifestyle of a Hare Krishna devotee keeps them healthy in body and mind. Because there are no bad habits. There is no anxiety how I'll earn money for those bad habits. How I will get company. Mere ko aaj jana hai. Company kon hoga? Koi anxiety nahi. Sukhi. You know, Vamshidhar Prabhu is not here, but Vamshidhar Prabhu always says, you know, Maya ka das hamesha udas. Krishna ka das hamesha bindas. Because he is depending on the Supreme Lord. He is not looking at his own power, his own skills. Main apne shakti se apna ghar banaunga, apna enjoyment karunga, or I will enjoy. He is depending completely on Krishna. So therefore no anxiety, therefore healthy. No bad habits, no unbridled sense gratification means healthier population. And finally, the Krishna conscious way of life. You know, there's a beautiful quote I've taken from an article written by Satsurup Goswami Maharaj. He says, I'll just read. The Krishna conscious way of life, aside from solving its followers' basic social and personal problems. So we discussed each of these world problems. We discussed how Krishna, if we are Krishna conscious, how these problems can be solved. So aside from solving followers' basic social and personal problems, also overcomes the greatest problem of all. What is the greatest problem of all? Prabhupada always keeps quoting. What is the real problem of material life? Anybody? Prabhupada says the basic problem is birth, old age, disease and death. That problem there is no solution. We didn't discuss at all. Right? But that is the biggest problem. And that problem is solved through Krishna consciousness. If we take shelter of the holy names, we take shelter of the Lord. Today morning Gaurang Prabhu was saying a very beautiful point. I'll just repeat for everyone's benefit. He said that You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeho karunanda. Vyavasaya. What is Vyavasaya? Business. Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi. So he says, think like a businessman. What does a businessman think? Wo kya sochta hai? Profit. He is not interested in anything but profit. Wo din raat kya sochta hai? Profit. Wo is government ke time kya sochta hai? Profit. Agar government badal gayi to kya sochta hai? Profit. Usko koi farak nahi padta. Kuch dinon ke liye udaas hoga, but uske baad fir se wo usi kaam mein lagega. Kya hai wo? Profit. So he was saying that same way, like the businessman is so focused day in and day out. Not that for, you know, during May month I will relax, I will not work. He is working. Oh, uska dimag chalu hai. Even if he is on vacation, he is thinking about business. So in the same way he said, Vyavasa Atmika Buddhi. So the devotee has to think like a businessman about what? About Krishna consciousness. That every day think about what benefit have I made today? What profit did I make? What is our profit? Our profit is what percentage of my day did I become Krishna conscious? And what percentage of my day was I not Krishna conscious? If every day, every week, every month, every year, every decade, we are thinking like this, we are Krishna conscious, at the end of our life, we will receive Ante Narayana Smriti. The last thing, the last final test ki aapne life mein profit kiya ki loss kiya, is at the end of your life, are you able to remember the Supreme Lord Krishna? If all our life, we have been worried about these problems and trying to solve these problems, which we know cannot be solved because their real root cause is somewhere else. Real root cause is lack of Krishna consciousness. If we become Krishna conscious, we take shelter of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If we become Krishna conscious, we take shelter of Krishna consciousness, then at the time of death, we will be able to remember Krishna without difficulty. And Krishna says, Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati sa mat bhavam yati asti na atra sanshaya. He says, one who remembers me alone at the time of death, he will attain me, he will come to me. Of this there is no doubt. This is our shelter. Rather than worrying about all the problems of this world, worry about only one problem. There is only one problem. What is that? Lack of Krishna consciousness. And what is the solution? Become Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Any questions? One or two questions quickly. Yes, please.
This course. There is one real incident. I mean, everybody would have experienced it. What I wish to share is, There were two brothers, and both were heavy drinkers. So one brother got liver cirrhosis. His doctor said ki you have to immediately stop drinking, otherwise you will die. But he couldn't stop it. He died. After 2 years, another brother also, with the same cause, he also died. So Prabhuji, what are the reasons which compel a person to stop this self-harming karmas of him?
So it is because someone has started drinking because of social pressure, right? You're with a couple of friends and they say, "Le, kuch nahi hota hai, kuch nahi hota, le, thoda sa le," and you start, and then you start, and you keep going, and you keep going till it becomes a habit, till you're no longer in control of the habit. The habit is controlling you, right? So unless we receive a higher taste, or we receive a kick, it is very difficult to give up. So if we come in the association of devotees, we take shelter of bhakti, Krishna consciousness, then it is possible. Otherwise, it is very difficult to give up. Yes, Prabhu? Mike. Last question. Hare Krishna. Anyway, most of the people are getting up.
Yes, good afternoon. So it's your intellectual ability which either drives you crazy or either drives you towards progress in life. All right. So this should be the answer. Ye question, ye answer, ye unka aur kuch nahi, sir.
Yeah, intellect is developed when we are in the association of right people. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.